for USA Radio News. I'm Wendy King. A new report released by the White House on Friday warns of extreme weather conditions or climate change.
It was written by 300 or so scientists, about half of them employees of the federal government, another half from universities and other research institutions.
It says that weather is now worsening in the United States and will continue to do so if measures aren't taken to slow the progress. The report, which was written by several hundred scientists, came only one day after the president tweeted, quote, "Brutal and extended cold blast could shatter all records. Whatever happened to global warming?" The tweet shows the president's continual skepticism over climate change, and he is directly contradicting the findings in the government report. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
A New York State judge rejected an attempt by President Trump's lawyers to throw out a lawsuit alleging he ran his charitable foundation without regard for the law. The president, through his attorney, claimed the suit was filed by the state attorney general's office for political reasons. The judge calls the accusations against the Trump Foundation serious and says there was no bias. The Central American migrants are now camped out in Tijuana. The mayor says the city is really struggling to care for the thousands of refugees gathered there, hoping to find asylum in the U.S., although President Trump says they will not get it. Some temporary shelters have been set up, including a large stadium, but it's still not enough for the nearly 5,000 people. Tijuana's mayor says he's done everything he can, but he says they're running out of money. Many people are now sleeping on the ground without tents or blankets. Just over 1,000 children are suffering with little food or shelter. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Despite what you may have heard on the internet, new medical research is showing that coffee is actually good for you. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
This research into the research on coffee finds that drinking up to 4 cups of it a day may help you avoid an early death. These researchers in the UK didn't do new research, but they looked at more than 200 existing studies and found that coffee was more often than not linked to health benefits. And those include the reduced risk of heart disease, reduced risk of many cancers, and a reduced risk of dementia. The findings have been published in the British Medical Journal. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Details are slowly emerging concerning the murder of an American missionary who was slain by a primitive tribe that inhabits a small island in the Indian Ocean. John Clemens reports.
27-year-old John Allen Chow, working with the All Nations Sending Missionary, had a lifelong desire to witness to local tribesmen of the North Sentinels people. Dr. Mary Howe is with All Nations.
I believe when he was about 18 years old, he took a mission trip. And during that mission trip, he knew that God called him to missions. And the same year, he was Googling and he discovered that the North Sentinelese people existed.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.